Twitter still hasn't unlocked New York Post's account. By Alam Bokhari on October 16, 2020. The Twitter account of the New York Post remains locked. 2 days after it was censored by the platform over its publication of a bombshell story revealing more alleged links between the Biden family and the Ukrainian energy giant Burisma. Day 2 at NYPost still locked out of Twitter, said New York Post deputy political editor Emma Jo Morris in a post on Twitter. The last tweet from the New York Post's account is dated October 14, the same day the account was locked over the viral Biden-Ukraine story. The New York Post released explosive emails in the story, revealing that Joe Biden, while vice president, allegedly met with an executive at Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company where his son Hunter Biden was employed on a highly lucrative salary. Following the release of the story, Facebook artificially suppressed the distribution of the Post's article, taking the rare step of acting before their third-party fact-checkers weighed in. Nick Clegg, the former leader of Britain's pro-EU, anti-populist Liberal Democrat Party, now a VP at Facebook, was reportedly involved in the platform's decision to censor the post. Twitter quickly followed suit, censoring links to the story as unsafe. Following backlash, Twitter reportedly reversed this censorship. Links to the post's follow-up story, about Hunter Biden's attempts to leverage his family name to secure major payouts from Chinese companies, are still marked as unsafe by Twitter. The post's Twitter account also remains locked as of Friday evening. If Twitter is following normal procedure, the post will have to delete the original, rule-violating tweet to unlock the account, an implicit acknowledgement that there was something wrong with the story. If the post refuses, it will remain locked out of the account. This removes one of America's major mainstream news publications, one of the few that is critical of the Bidens, from reaching voters on an influential social media platform just 18 days before the election. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.